Many would have wondered, of course, what happened to Craig Thompson. It turns out he's apparently running a migrant worker placement business from his home on the Central Coast. The business is allegedly exploiting a grey area within the law, offering to pay employers who employ his migrant worker clients. Now, the business is offering to pay employers $2,000 if they employ 457 or regional-sponsored migration scheme workers, $2,000 each, to pay the employer. Where does Mr. Thompson get the money from to make the payments? He told a court last year he was broke and couldn't pay more than $400,000 worth of fines. More to the point, are these incentives legal? In December, the Turnbull government brought in new rules making it illegal for anyone, quote, including third parties and intermediaries, unquote, to, quote, offer, request, provide or receive a benefit in return for sponsorship. Craig Thompson's business purports to get around the new rules by claiming its payments to employers are to cover on-the-job training. One unnamed cafe owner said Craig Thompson offered him $5,000 if he employed a migrant worker, even if the migrant worker later turned out to be overqualified and didn't want the job. Now, Craig Thompson, to me, seems to be on thin ice. He was sentenced to 12 months jail in March 2014 for criminal fraud and theft against the Health Services Union. His sentence was suspended, so he never served jail time, nor did he pay any of the fines imposed on him. So he'll attract no public sympathy if he's found to have broken the rules again.